Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, my friends, the fifth day of August 2008. And we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. The heavily censored and restricted websites, being censored and restricted by governments, universities, corporations, internet service providers, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com have been updated, of course, multiple times daily for you. They are there awaiting you to go check out the information posted there to back up almost every subject or issue that we cover here on the air. If not, we have links to our guest websites where they back up their claims and the information that they cover. I have launched a big contest. In fact, I've launched a bunch of contests. One of them ends midnight Central Time, and that is this Sunday. And by this afternoon, we already have the contest pages up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where you can submit your videos. One of them is going to be a $2,000 prize. $2,000 prize for whoever can make the best video, and that is the video that gets the most hits, the most YouTube views, or views on any other platform where it can be independently verified. I recommend YouTube, the most viral. Whoever has the most hits with a YouTube video covering the censorship of PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com from the video of my rant yesterday that is posted on Infowars.com for free. You can go there and grab it. It's in higher quality on PrisonPlanet.tv. We're working to make the high-quality version free right now. So you've got 5.5 days, $2,000 for the one-place prize. There's only one place in that contest. There's $1,000 I'm just throwing in for whoever makes the best, and that'll just be judged by me by Sunday night, the best trailer for Truth Rising, the best fan trailer. And that'll just be judged by what I think is the best. But whatever's up there the quickest and gets the most hits, that'll also be brought into consideration. And then coming up on the 19th, we're going to have another one about internet censorship overall to fight back against it and to identify it. It can be 2 minutes long, it can be 10 minutes long, under 10 minutes long. And that is going to be $5,000. And there's going to be a second place is $1,000, third place $500. But the good news is we all win because free speech is defended. Hundreds of videos, no doubt, will be made the next 15 days for that contest, and they'll all get hundreds of thousands of views in just the first few months, I would guess. Millions total. And so very effective. We're doing this to expose. Will it save the internet by itself? No. But will it light bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere that will help push out the full nature of internet censorship to a larger audience? Yes. It's resistance, and resistance is victory, ladies and gentlemen. If we resist, we win. If we lay down, we die. And then I've got another $2,000 prize for the 19th. A $2,000 prize for the best new Declaration of Independence. And then a $1,000 prize for the best bill of particulars listing in detail with hyperlinks the crimes of the New World Order. The more, the better. There's millions of them, but let's see what you can list. The admitted murdering children with chemical and biological and radiological testing. You know, killing foster children, staging wars, staging terror attacks, bid rigging, just DU, GMO, just all of it. List it all. $1,000 prize. That's $3,000 for essays right there. All right, massive news, key info, your calls, straight ahead. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
He joins us once a month, and I can't think of a better time to have him on. He's Mike Rivero. He's going to be with us for a full hour, getting into the anthrax patsy and that whole cover-up. It's very hard to find it, but if you dig deep into the LA Times and a few other publications, he committed suicide in the mental institution. This microbiologist, this Fort Detrick, Maryland vaccine expert. Meanwhile, we have this lieutenant colonel who broke into the level 4 bioweapons lab, and he is not a suspect and is still working in another government bioweapons facility. And so Mike Rivera will be with us in the second hour today. In the third and fourth hour, we're going to have Alan Watt, New World Order researcher, for 2 hours, and we're going to have open phones with Alan Watt for most of the 2 hours today, and we'll talk about many of the current issues here in the scientific dictatorship that we are in the middle of. I also want to take a lot of your phone calls in this first hour today. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. I do have economic news, news on the Olympics, the big bombing in China, killing 16 police. Another bizarre report here. Knights Templars heirs in legal battle with the Pope out of the London Telegraph. We'll be covering that in this first hour. But first, I wanted to briefly tell you a story. YouTube videos have been made of my interviews before on the John Gibson Fox News radio network. I looked for one this morning, and I guess no one was listening to it who's a listener of this show, so YouTube hasn't been made yet. Perhaps somebody can find it and put one out so that we can tomorrow or maybe even later in the day play a clip of it so you can hear it for yourself. But John Gibson was out yesterday, and so his lap dog, his little Ed McMahon, I would call it kind of like Salacious Crumb to Jabba the Hutt, little creature that sits in his lap and giggles and laughs and calls me a conspiracy theorist and a nut job in the background whenever I'm on the show many times. I've probably been on there 10 times over the last year and a half. He was the host yesterday. I forget his name. And I was on there about 20 minutes, and he would just laugh at me and giggle at me and say I was a conspiracy theorist and that I didn't believe in the moon landings and mix in things like that that I don't even get into, while I brought up the fact that the White House was on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, September 10th, according to Ari Fleischer, White House Press Secretary, the Associated Press, and many other publications. The White House admits it. We have the video of it. In fact, it's in the upcoming film Fabled Enemies. And he just basically said that I hate Jews was the whole gist of it. And I said, no, we're just pointing out that Lieutenant Colonel Zach has ties to Israeli intelligence and that he had been disciplined for racially harassing Arabs that worked at the facility. And that he broke in the Level 4 bioweapons laboratory after he'd been fired. Now, that's all was in the mainstream newspapers back at the time, but since dropped, and they've never investigated him. And we're just saying, look, the White House was on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, what, 4 weeks before the letters showed up and started killing people? Weeks and weeks before they were mailed out. And the White House just arrogantly says, yeah, we were on Cipro. The White House, the cabinet went on it on September 10th, and we point all that out, and he would just laugh at me and call me a conspiracy theorist. And I said, are you saying that's not true? And he just said, no, I'm just laughing at you. And then he went to a caller who laughed at me and made a joke, and they both laughed like it's funny. It's not funny. It's this fake, self-assured, self-satisfied attitude that people who think they're members of the establishment have while Rome is crumbling and falling down around us, while this modern Rome, this New World Order, is just sliding into complete mental illness and mass decadence. And then, and I haven't heard the tape of it yet, is why I want to go back, because he was talking over me when he said this, but he starts laughing, saying, oh, yeah, our government would do something bad to us. And I said, well, what about black men in Tuskegee with the syphilis and letting them die of it and spread it to thousands and excruciating deaths over decades? And he laughed, and I believe what he said, because then I countered. I said, you're making fun of Tuskegee? And he said, oh, yeah, can't have the black people eating the, I think he said fried chicken, because that makes them sterile. And I said, did you just say what I thought you said? That's not funny. Tuskegee isn't funny. I mean, I know he said that. It was so amazing. I want to hear the tape of it, though, before I'm absolutely, totally, 100% sure that he just said that with so much pleasure. It's like Michael Savage making fun of autistic children and saying they need to basically be slapped around, their spoiled brats. No, Michael, when I drive by a bus stop or I'm sitting in a restaurant or I'm at a movie theater or I'm at church or on the street and I see children drooling who are emaciated because they don't like to eat food, who are completely out of their poor little minds, who are just completely fried. I mean, there's no doubt that the mercury, even the federal government's had to admit now in their own studies, that the mercury brain damage, you know, we had internal CDC documents from 2000 in a secret meeting where they said, how do we cover up millions of brain-damaged children? I mean, they know what mercury does. They know once it enters the bloodstream what it does. So your stomach and your intestines are designed. Now, there's mercury in fish and mercury in food. Most of it binds in with the food, and the body has a way of shedding most of it, but it can still build up and cause a problem. But when it's injected into little bodies, at hundreds of times, what, the flu shot has 500 times the safe level for a child, several thousand times for a baby because of their weight. We have all the federal studies where if you take more than three flu shots, your chance of Alzheimer's more than doubles. And there's people out there who've taken them 15 years in a row. No wonder we got people 25, 30, 35 who've got Alzheimer's. And, you know, they're not faking it. They're going into wheelchairs. They're going into gurneys. They're dying. But not at 80-something years old like Ronald Reagan. At 30, 35, 40. You know, we know what we're talking about here. I said, what was it, a year ago when the spinach was killing hundreds of people, and then the tomatoes killed hundreds, and then peppers were sickening thousands, killing hundreds, dying. I said, these companies that have been identified, I went and Googled their names and found out on their own company websites, we wrote stories about it, that they grew most of their produce in Mexico. Well, they used the local sewage, untreated, from the local towns to put on those tomatoes and to put on those peppers, and now I have Associated Press today, it also came out last week, and the feds, after a year-long cover-up, are having to apologize and are about to be sued by U.S. companies that shut down. Oh, yeah, they knew day one it was feces from Mexico, but you couldn't say that because that's anti-Mexican. No, it has nothing to do with Mexicans. It is a third world country where they put untreated sewage on the produce. Yeah, they don't pay for fertilizer. Again, undercutting U.S. farmers. They don't have environmental laws, workers' comp, any of it. Slave labor, basically. I'm not blaming the poor people down there trying to work. And they also defecate in the fields. And it will probably come out that they're destroying themselves, but it's kind of like when people riot in the inner city and burn down their own neighborhood, that they're doing a lot of this on purpose. Now I was on record a year ago saying it was the farm workers, both spraying raw sewage, I mean right out of the till, right out of the toilets. It goes right into those honey ponds, as they're called. And then it is sprayed right on to the crops. Okay, that's part of it. But they're also going to the bathroom in the fields. They're not provided toilet paper. They wipe their hands on the dirt. And some of it's probably on purpose. But you know what? Somebody on Fox News, they'll just laugh and call it a conspiracy theory. But I was so amazed by the fried chicken comment. Oh, yeah, the chicken places, they're sterilizing the blacks. Just a sick, cynical, disgusting joke, laughing at the Tuskegee experiment. It's unbelievable. Because these guys think they're immune. All the people that serve this corrupt system. And I was reading Alexander Solzhenitsyn's writings last night. I'd read Gulag Archipelago more than a decade ago, but I was reading some of his writings, and he talked about the Soviets, the establishment, how they were self-assured, how they had this disgusting attitude. That's what they have here.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies, showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protecta cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371. Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
They have a term for it. They call it a you-know-what eating grin.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes.
And I don't understand this self-satisfied,
call him drunken Ira Hayes,
angry, but smiley-faced at the same time, elitist attitude that establishment liberals, establishment conservatives have, yuppies, middle-class people have. When they're the ones that are most under attack, they think they're part of the establishment, and they just giggle and laugh and make jokes about it. I was on the show, and I said, Cy Hirsch has reported, most respected living investigative journalist, that Dick Cheney wanted to create fake Iranian boats that looked identical and have Navy SEALs on board, heavily armed, have a shootout with our larger ships. And the guy just laughed at that. I mean, I wish that wasn't true, but it is. I want this to stop, but we can't let it get us depressed. And I'm talking to myself now when I say that and everybody else. This is the pickle we're in. We have the facts we have to deal with, and we have to face them. And we have to make the best of the situation we're in and try to educate as many people that do care to try to raise the alarm and turn things around. But societies go crazy throughout history. They become decadent. They become evil. It's recycled. And no one has ever had it better than Americans the last 50 years. And we've been such a great nation. We've had a lot of problems. But overall, we've been an amazing country. We've been really good, hardworking people, full of courage, inventive, self-reliant. But we have become decadent slobs, myself included. I mean, I think about how hardworking my grandfathers were and how, you know, hearing about their fathers, how hardworking they were and how strong and dedicated the women were and how strong families were and how family came first and people knew to not trust the government and they knew that family came first and they were just good people. And if they heard about something like a Tuskegee experiment, they would get very upset about it. That's why the government had to keep it secret. But today, so much of this stuff, there's things going on that dwarf the Tuskegee experiment by the 10th power. And to come to realization that it is a fact that all of this experimentation and poisoning of the population is going on. I mean, you tell people that there are thousands of government reports and university reports, thousands admitting that if you use a cell phone for an hour a day for 10 years, that's what most of the studies show. Some studies are for 5 years, some are even longer. That you have a massive increase in brain tumors, in rare brain tumors. It's an absolute fact that they give you brain tumors. Are people stopping using their cell phones? I know I have. I only use my cell phone to get messages off of it. And I got all this news here to cover. I all these issues I want to go over. Huge news here in front of me right now. And I just get flabbergasted by the fact that it upsets me and it's real for me. I consciously worry about it. And then so many other people, even in our movement, don't take this as serious as it is. We all need an attitude adjustment. I mean, look at this article. I said I'm going to take your calls. We will in the next segment. But this story is off the charts huge. And every day on Infowars.net, I mean, 7 days a week, Steve's writing articles, each one more bombshell than the other. And they get attention, but not the attention they deserve. This is life and death type stuff. I remember Steve, 2 years ago, broke. And it did get a lot of attention. It did get picked up by some mainstream outlets, but didn't get the attention it needed. That the government created fake videos, morphed the heads of two of the hijackers, Muhammad Adda and one other, and stuck their manufactured video into a made-for-TV movie and then used that in a trial against people supposedly involved with 9/11. Then I have the Miami Herald and McClatchy newspapers and the Seattle Times all reporting last week. We hardly even covered it here. That's how conditioned we've gotten to just incredible news going by the wayside. We even drop the ball every day. We're not perfect. Where, number two, Bin Laden's number two man, his bodyguard, his right-hand man, was picked up by special forces, sent to Guantanamo, and released in 1 week. But we'll tell you about this big report when we get back and go to your calls. There's a new one out on Infowars.net. Law professor has dropped a bombshell. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, you're fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Law professor, counterterrorism czar, told me there is going to be an I-911 and an I-Patriot Act, an Internet 911 and an Internet Patriot Act. Steve, great job on this article, but you probably need to spell out Internet. I know you're giving his actual quote, but people aren't going to understand that. Law professor, counterterrorism czar, told me there's going to be an Internet 9/11 and a Internet Patriot Act. The feds are going to attack the Internet themselves is another way to try to bring it down. Stanford law professor Lawrence Lessig, we're going to get him on, details government plans to overhaul and restrict the Internet. Now, that's all stated by Internet, too, the consortium of government, universities, and 50 corporations. They publicly stated all. You can go to the Internet 2's website and go read their corporate minutes and press releases going back 7 years. Everything. Absolute fact. They're going to steal and destroy and cut up the web right in front of you. This is incredible. Amazing revelations have emerged concerning already existing government plans to overhaul the way the Internet functions in order to apply much greater restrictions and control over the web. Lawrence Lessig, a respected law professor at Stanford University, told an audience at this year's Fortune's Brainstorm Tech Conference in Half Moon Bay, California, that's the elite of the elite IT meeting, that there's going to be an Internet 9/11 event which will act as a catalyst for radical reworking of the law pertaining to the Internet. Now, I would just add that for 5 years they have had a program, according to MIT, larger than the Manhattan Project, in secret, but now leaked earlier this year, to, quote, wage war on the Internet and shut it down by the Pentagon. And, of course, they're going to claim that Al-Qaeda did it. And it'll come right out that Al-Qaeda didn't, but to a public who doesn't know who the vice president is, doesn't know the three branches of government. When you watch jaywalking on Jay Leno and the public doesn't even know what city they're in, that's not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. They're totally mesmerized and dumbed down. Lessig also revealed that he had learned during a dinner with the former government counterterrorism czar, Richard Clark, that there is already in existence a cyber equivalent of the Patriot Act, Patriot Act, or Internet Patriot Act, if you will, and that the Justice Department is waiting for a cyber terrorism event in order to implement its provisions, admitting they're going to use it as a pretext, regardless of who's behind it. There's going to be an iInternet event, which doesn't necessarily mean Al-Qaeda attack. It means an event where the instability of or the insecurity of the Internet becomes manifest during a malicious event, which then inspires the government into a response. This is him speaking in front of the top computer tech and owners. You've got to remember that after 9/11, the government drew up the Patriot Act within 20 days and passed it. Actually, sir, they wrote it years before. The Patriot Act is huge, and I remember someone asking a Justice Department official, how did they write such a large statute so quickly? And, of course, the answer was that it had been sitting in the drawers of the Justice Department for the last 20 years waiting for the event where they could pull it out. So he states the disinfo first and then states the facts after. Of course, the Patriot Act is filled with all sorts of insanity about changing the way civil rights are protected or not protected in this instance. So I was having dinner with Richard Clark, and I asked him if there is an equivalent, if there's an iPatriot Act is sitting waiting for some substantial event and an excuse to radically change the way the Internet looks. And he added, of course there is. Watch Lessig reveal the details at 4:20 into the following video. Do me a favor. Go to Infowars.net. I just got the story 20 minutes ago. Go there, John, and pull that. We'll play that at the end of the show for those that don't have Internet. Shortwave and AM and FM folks can listen to it. Lessig is the founder of Stanford Law School's Center for Internet and Society. He is a founding board member of Creative Commons and is a board member of the Electronic Frontier Foundation and the Software Freedom Law Center. He is best known as a proponent of reduced legal restrictions on copyright, trademark, and radio frequency spectrum, particularly in technological applications. These are clearly not the ravings of some paranoid cyber geek. The Patriot Act, as well as its lesser-known follow-up Domestic Security Enhancement Act of 2003, also known as Patriot Act II, have been universally decried by civil libertarians and constitutional scholars from across the political spectrum. They have stripped basic rights and handed what have been described by even the most moderate critics as dictatorial control over the president. Over to the president and the federal government. Many believe that the legislation was a response to the attacks of 9/11, but the reality was the Patriot Act was prepared way in advance of 9/11, and it sat dormant awaiting an event to justify its implementation. And then it goes into how they're going to shut the web down that way there. Folks, they're hitting us from every single angle. Here's an example of what the feds do. In 1996, they shipped millions of strawberries and raspberries and other berries for the federal school lunch program. I say millions of berries. It didn't say. It said millions of servings. So, however many berries that is. They shipped that out to the school lunch program from Mexico, covered with three types of hepatitis and a bunch of other deadly pathogens, And thousands of children got hepatitis from it. And it was reported in the major papers a few times. Then the Fed said, oh, we'll just start radiating and then freezing all of the produce in the school lunch program. And then that gave the seed money to the military-industrial complex companies who then put in huge irradiation centers in California, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, New York, Illinois, and a bunch of other key distribution centers. So what the government does is they, through seed funding, not just on the issue of irradiation, they always, with regulation, create the original seed money to put the irradiation centers into place. Then Tyson Chicken and others start shipping out, you know, rotten chicken. They pay off politicians so that, and that came out in the news, so that they, and pay off inspectors so that they can ship this trash out. But people get sick. People die. So their answer is, we'll just start spraying live viruses. In Latin, it translates out to bacteria-eating virus. They're in the phalange family. Millions of times, you know, their argument was, well, these viruses are naturally in the gut, naturally in the intestines and stomach, upper and lower intestine, large, small intestine, and stomach, the gut, as it's known. And they said, well, this is naturally in your gut, yes, but this is millions of times what is in the gut. And they grow the viruses in large vats where other bacteria and viruses mutate. And where there are other, this has come out in the news, dangerous viruses and bacteria present, that is then sprayed on your meat. And then suddenly we go from 1 in 100,000 people having Crohn's type diseases to 1 in 1,000, and the numbers start shooting up. And it's a cocktail of other things. And they don't care. They just misdiagnose it, give the doctors a handbook. They don't know what's happening. Everybody sees the intestinal problem shooting up. Then studies start coming out showing that there's all these genetically engineered viruses and bacteria in your gut now. They don't care. See how that works? But that isn't enough for them. It's not enough to spray the viruses on the meat, because the viruses only get on the surface of the chicken and the cold cuts and the beef. They're spraying on everything that isn't prime, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to eat these viruses. You got to buy prime beef, or you've got to go buy it from a local rancher. And if we would change our behavior and start doing that, it would help the ranchers, help the local communities. They'd have more money to spend locally, but instead, the Cattlemen's Association was taken over a decade ago by the packers, and so that's all being shut down. And so they radiate the food that destroys most of its value. They spray it with viruses. And the public just laughs. I mean, I've been on talk shows, and I mention, you know, well, what do you think is most dangerous we're facing? And I say, well, I think cross-species, hybrid, human-cow, human-spider, human-goat, human-pig for transplant, that's allowing zoological viruses and other life forms to mutate within the host, and it's already escaping and causing problems. And they just laugh and say, there are no human pig creatures. And I just say, well, it's all over the news. Please Google it. And they go, oh, the internet, you can say whatever you want there. See, it's just total willful denial. That's the same thing. A year ago, spinach comes out. A bunch of people die from it. Thousands get sick. It shuts down a bunch of spinach farms and lettuce farms in the U.S. And we talk to the experts who can't get in the media. We go and look at the companies that are the ones that have had the recalls, but the media wouldn't put two and two together, and they're growing the stuff in Mexico. And then I already knew that in Mexico they use raw sewage on the plants, on the crops. And so we make the statement that it's coming out of Mexico, and websites then attack me saying I'm a racist and don't like Mexicans. No, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care if you're white or if you're Hispanic or if you're black or if you're Asian or if you're from the South Pacific Islands. Do you want to eat stuff that's going to make you sick for a week or maybe kill you? I don't know. But see, that isn't where it ends. It doesn't just end there. It destroyed many farms in the country. Because for a year, no one ate spinach. And still, people look down on spinach. And still, a lot of restaurants won't place spinach. And then it was cabbage. And then it was tomatoes. And then it was... And then now, they just admit in Bloomberg and AP, but never on the news, what were the average dumbbells. You know, people think they're intellectual. They watch the news. Most of the public doesn't even watch the news or read a newspaper. You know, there's layers of propaganda. While throwing a few rotten tomatoes that U.S. regulators might help ease their economic pain, growers involved in the latest salmonella food epidemic would prefer cash for their trouble. After weeks of implicating domestic tomatoes in an outbreak of salmonella, federal food safety sleuths have shifted the spotlight to jalapenos and the serrano peppers grown in Mexico. They were found to be related more than 1,300 infections, and about 1 out of 10 gets reported, so it's more than 10,000, and at least 43 states and the District of Columbia in Canada. And it goes on to say that it destroyed farmers in Texas, Florida, California, all over the country, that they've lost more than $100 million in sales just from the peppers. Well, see, the government couldn't blame their, quote, free trade NAFTA GATT and the feces-covered stuff out of Mexico. In fact, they got labeling laws where they won't even tell you where this stuff comes from. All right, I said I'd take calls. It's just another example. And so now they're going to hire more federal regulators and more people to harass local farms, local ranches, but then allow them to ship in all this infected beef with diseases and hormones and all this stuff. It just never ends. Everything that, you know, Midas had a golden touch. Well, everything the New World Order touches turns into something else. It's what goes down the toilet bowl. Everything they touch turns to you-know-what, and I'm tired of it. And the public needs to get out of denial about all this. I mean, everyone knew day one who is in or around agriculture that it was the sewage in Mexico. The local cities pump the sewage right out to trucks, and in some cases in pipes, right out to the big fields. Or the people no better than slaves, poor, hardworking, decent people. And they go out there, and they eat this stuff in Mexico. They die in Mexico. What about them? See? Oh, it's good enough for the Mexicans to eat the salmonella and the hepatitis. And I guess it's good enough for the Americans to eat it. And the government is just going to cover it up. No, I don't like Mexicans eating their own crap. And I don't like Americans eating it. And it needs to stop. We need to demand higher standards. I'm all for what Hawaii and others do with this dillo dirt. The Germans have been doing it for 500 years. That's what it's called, a honeypot. They put their sewage into big agricultural pots, but they can't do it anymore because of the drugs and the stuff that's in the main sewage systems. And then you let it cook for 4 or 5 months, and they dump it out and roll it into soil, and it's clean as a whistle because the bacteria have burned it all out, they've eaten everything in there, and then they've died. And it's deader than a hammer, but full of nutrients. Hey, they don't do that in Mexico. They run sewage that is hours out of the human body, filled with every pathogen you can imagine, right out there, and that's what you eat. That's why they'll tell you when you travel to Mexico, remember when I was first traveling there 27, 28 years ago as a child, you don't eat the salad. You don't eat it. You know what you eat? You eat rice that's been boiled, and you eat fried fish. You eat eggs, huevos, because you're not used to it. It's covered in microbes. And everybody around me, every time I would go to college, go with friends a couple times down to Cancun or someplace for spring break, yeah, I did that. Even in Cancun, I would watch all the dumb gringos. I'd say, don't eat that salad. Anything with water on it, anything grown in a field, it's got to be boiled. And I'd watch them all a day later vomiting. They'd spend their vacation in the hotel room with diarrhea. I'd spend it out snorkeling on the beach, drinking pina coladas and hanging out with the girls. I'm not that smart. I'm going into a country that's third world. I'm not going to drink the tap water because I don't want liver flukes. You know, tens of thousands of Americans have liver flukes now. Does the government screen you for it, tell you about it? No. All right. I said I'd go to your calls. We're going to come back, go directly to him. We got Mike Rivero coming up and a lot more. Stay with us.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
To all of you. Adam in New York, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
You know, it seems like we're always
fighting the New World Order, we're always on the defensive. You know, they'll blow up the World Trade Center, and then we have to try and convince everyone that they're lying or they did it. They do, you know, say, do different things, and we always have to. I think it's time, you know, we take even more of an offensive. I think We Are Change has been great at challenging people, but what happens is, just like what you were talking earlier, you experienced, they'll just laugh or say something, and it doesn't force them into answering. And so I had a couple of thoughts on how to really take the offensive to the New World Order.
Sure,
some of it requires a little money, but if you put like a full page ad was put in something like USA Today and said some of the things you're saying, you've always talked about Halliburton DynaCord. If you were to say that they were involved with child sex rings and that weren't true, you'd be sued. You know.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, it's been in the Chicago Tribune. More and more, I realize that paper prints a lot of truth. It's been in a bunch of major publications. It's been in congressional hearings. That's the thing.
Sure, but what I'm offering or suggesting is also a challenge, just like the income tax challenge. You know, certain people like Sherry, I'm forgetting her last name right now, who is an IRS agent.
Peel Jackson.
Yeah, she started from one of those challenges in a paper saying, okay, let me check this out. So imagine also if you offered, okay, if this is not true, $100,000. We all know it's true.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Here's my problem with that, and I think if rich people out there want to do that, it's a great idea to do it. Here's the problem. A, I don't have the money for that. Nowhere near it. B, USA Today, all of them have been caught exaggerating their circulation. Even with it plunging, they're exaggerating that. And I don't think it's worth $100,000 to have an ad on page 3. I mean, do you realize that only a few hundred thousand people probably see that? Whereas if we, the listeners, make one to say my videos go viral on something like YouTube, we can get 1 million people to watch it. I mean, there are better holes in the enemy defenses. That's why they're just getting ready to shut the web down. And, folks, I'm not kidding. The web, you know, will not be there in 12 months if we don't turn this around. In fact, in many areas, it's already not there. The British government shutting us down. It's all happening. So, I think we need to use the web. People used to say, well, that's just Internet people. 75% of the country's on the web. We need to invade mainline message boards. We need to invade everything. Now is we need all of you to put websites up. We need all of you to start your own podcast. We can't afford to give everybody their own video cast, because I can't even hardly afford to put one video out for free. I mean, it's that expensive, thousands of dollars a day, because hundreds of thousands of people come watch it. It's a catch-22. People aren't buying enough stuff on our site to pay for it all. You know, we've got millions of people reading the sites, but not millions of people buying things. And, you know, maybe 1 out of 1 million or something's buying something. It's insane, which is fine. What we can't afford is podcasting. And I keep meaning, but we're trying to get more IT people, move offices, upgrade. You know, it takes time. You know, imagining something's one thing. Doing it's another. To have free podcast on the website where you can come into an interface, record it, and then use our site as a platform. But then the provocateurs will flood in and go on my site and slander people to get us sued. So then people will scream censorship if we don't let somebody, you know, just tell blatant lies about someone. So, you know, but I mean, that's the type of stuff we're trying to build a backbone. We're trying to do everything we can. But what are your other solutions?
Not really. Solutions is thoughts. And I think everything being done is excellent. Something like also, you know, someone like a Bill O'Reilly, psychologically to get to him is to have him constantly hammered as a coward, that he's, say, afraid to debate you on certain issues. And that's, to me, that's a way to get in there, because...
I hear you. We got to jump.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.